Well, I love a rainy night.
No, I really don't when I'm driving. When I have a long drive, a rainy night is my least favorite thing. And I love driving. I do. I married a farm girl from 4 hours across the state, which we did numerous times in our younger years. We lived in Milwaukee, where it was a long drive to the Twin Cities. I've had a daughter move to Idaho, and I love that 18-hour drive. Daughter who had moved to now is in Michigan. I love that 7-hour drive. But the only time I don't like that drive is on a rainy night. So thanks, Luke, for bringing back the PTSD of last night's drive, especially through that Mauston construction area where the lines are not clear as you have to make that little bypass.
Nope.
And I'm sorry. I want to be as good to the environment as possible, but I want the paint on those roads with those lines to be crystal clear sharp, even on a dark, rainy night. So if you've got to make those white lines out of PFAS, if you've got to make them out of nuclear waste, I don't care. Help us see the lines.
Yeah, that Mauston area is not great to drive through right now.
And it's one of those, and again, this is not a knock on the people who work there, but you know, the planning of it, you know, because there's probably multiple projects going on at once, but there are some projects where you go, how much longer? What's it going to take to wrap this up? Now, sometimes when they do, it's worth it. We were just talking to Kristen Conway in the Schofield area, and that big Wausau interchange is, you know, it's beautiful. It and traffic moves smoothly through it now, but it took a while to get that through. So yeah, it was a bit of a character builder making that drive yesterday, but then getting into, you know, the hotel here, and I'm staying in a different hotel than I normally do. And that's always, you know, fraught with peril, but I'm pleased to say, and I am not being paid to do this, but sometime back we signed up to be IHG members because we happen to stay at a particular Holiday Inn Express all the time through my wife's work. So we may as well get the points. And then we got an IHG credit card, so we get more points, which means some of these rooms, you know, we get a big discount on. And I really have to tip my cap to whoever at that particular hotel chain said, above all else, get really good bedding. That's it. I mean, there's that. It might be some days the heater, air conditioner, you know, isn't quite up to whatever. There's some places where the Wi-Fi is a little skittish. In this particular room, there are no USB ports where you can like recharge your phone, recharge your watch. And they are in a lot of places. So when I realized I didn't have that little white block, you know, that goes on the end of your charger cord. So I had the cord, but I didn't have the block. So I couldn't plug it into an outlet. I was really not happy that there weren't the USBs, but
I can lend you one for tonight. I can lend you a little tonight.
No, I jerry-rigged something. You know, you plug the laptop in. And
you MacGyvered it?
Oh, yeah, okay. I MacGyvered it. There you go. Yeah, I did that through the laptop. So, you know, Grandpa wasn't born yesterday, as is clearly evident. But somebody who wasn't born yesterday but was born on this day 16 years ago is my oldest grandson. I became a grandpa 16 years ago today. Yes, I agree. Far too young to become a grandpa. But that I did. And you hear about it all the time, you know, from your own parents when you become a parent, but man, there is nothing like becoming a grandparent for a whole host of reasons, obviously, you know, all the love and affection. And like now the 3-year-old grandson, you know, sees me on the phone and goes, Grandpa, and that's great. But of all the lovely things about becoming a grandparent, one of the most rewarding isn't quite as lovely, and that's grandparent karma. When you watch your kids go through something that they put you through, it's the best. You know, at first you're like, oh, honey, I know. Don't worry. They'll sleep through the night sometime soon. And then you remember how colicky they were, and you just kind of rub your hands and go, see? And of course, that one is a little more innocent. It's when they start to do things like, you know, talk back, or when my grandson first learned sarcasm and started throwing sarcastic things back at my older daughter, and she kind of was like, what is this? Where is this coming from? If she could have looked inside mine and Sherry's heads, she would have seen these little fist pumps that we were making to see. See?
Yeah, it was only inside your head, Pat. You weren't actually, you know, a little fist pumping it at all when that happened, huh?
Okay, you caught me. I was totally fist pumping on the outside. But that's okay. It is such a joy. And let me tell you one more reason why it is for me. And some of you will vehemently disagree with this, but it's great because we're not all together all the time. So we are much like, my wife and I are both the oldest in our family. And we are also the ones that moved farthest away. As a result, we're not getting all of the daily drama. And when we come home one way or the other, it's, hey, look who's here. It's great. And the same goes where, you know, if I were closer, if my kids weren't as far away as they were. And again, I'd love to see them every day. But, you know, there's definitely something to be said for being the ones who you see with some regularity. I feel terrible for people who almost never get to see their grandkids for whatever reason, for reasons of distance or finances or, you know, family matters. And that breaks my heart. But if you can do what we've been blessed to do, and that is make sure that at least 1 week out of the year, both of our kids and all of the grandkids can get together under one roof someplace, whether it's our house or on a family vacation or something like that, that is a, you know, a blessing beyond belief. The other blessing that I feel I have now with the grandson that turned 16 today and not being right there is not having to teach him to drive, because, you know, my Jeep is a stick shift and I love that. I prefer it. It wasn't the easiest thing to learn back in the day. I didn't learn until I was 22, 23, something like that. But I learned. Tried to teach both daughters, and they wanted no part of it. The lessons, I mean, there was tears. It was like, I'm not going to learn it. I'm not going to learn it. And so consequently, they never did learn it. Fast forward a few years later, and Sherry gets, you know, her first convertible. And we've had one since. It's nice. It's sweet. It's a good drive. And first thing each daughter said as they came to visit and see it, hey, can I drive that? And her answer was, no, it's a stick shift. And again, little fist pump, maybe in her head, maybe on the outside. Who's to say? So Mason, if you can hear this, I love you, man. And I will love you more when you learn that stick shift and enjoy driving, but only after putting your mom through all kinds of paces. But when you do, be safe, come visit us, drive through whatever rainy night you have to so that we can welcome you back to Wisconsin. Happy birthday, buddy. We'll take a break. Back after this, you're up north. Well, I love you.